Hi, this is Stephanie with customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I would like to talk to somebody in regards to our account, please.
Yes, ma'am, I can help you out with that. Could I just get a zip code?
My billing zip code is 72521.
Right, thank you for that. And a first and last name?
Greg or Debbie Asbury.
Bear with me, ma'am. I'm just looking through the accounts.
Yes, ma'am. My physical address is a different zip code.
What's that last name?
Asbury, Asberry.
I have it under a Debbie Asbury.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Could you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
My billing address is P.O. Box 612, Cave City, Arkansas, 72521.
I have 191 Flat Rock Hill Road.
My physical is 191 Flat Rock Hill Road, Sydney, 72577.
Okay, that's the one I have. I'm just waiting on the order to load.
Yes, ma'am. So, what company... I'm sorry.
One more time, ma'am.
Are you there? Goodness.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was.
I don't know what happened.
So, what company am I speaking with?
We do represent over 100 online vendors. I'm just waiting for the order to load, and I can tell you what you ordered.
Okay. Well, my credit cards are showing extreme boost.
I don't know why they put different names on there. People tell me all kinds of different names, and I'm like,
okay.
Okay. But I'm just, it loaded up. I'm just looking at the website. Looking
yes,
up
ma'am.
The website. It was a Yeti cooler. It was a sweepstakes to win one of our Yeti coolers.
Okay, so has it shipped?
It's not a guaranteed win. It is a contest to win it. So it did state in the terms and conditions about the $5.74 being the shipping and handling and your first entry fee. And within the next 2 days, they were going to bill you the $67.32 for the next entry fee, which is also a membership that gives you a $125 gift card. In your email that they send a voucher that you can order different gadgets from online in our gadget store.
So on October 13th, I have the $5.74 charge on my credit card, but I also have the $67.32 charge on my credit card. On November, I have the $67.32 charge on my credit card. And in December, I have the same thing. So Can I cancel that? I didn't know I was doing that.
Yes, ma'am, I can cancel it.
When I did the 574, there were no terms and conditions to look at.
All right. I went ahead and got it canceled. It did say it in the terms and conditions, right, when you put your card in.
And so is there a...
And is there any other charge you were asking about, ma'am?
Well, the 6732 times 3, is there a way of getting that back?
As a courtesy, I can refund you 35% on the November and December month.
The November and December. What about the October?
Unfortunately, I can't touch the October charge because it is valid. I can only touch the two most recent charges.
Okay, so So my $67.32 for November and December, you're going to courtesy me 35% back on that, and you canceled where I'm not charged that anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
And I do have a cancellation number for your records.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I'm ready.
This will be Susan Charlie.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Susan Charlie.
Okay.
263-422.
Okay.
054.
Charlie 263-422-054.
Correct.
Okay, well, thank you so much, and I'm not going to have any more recurring because you canceled it.
Yes, ma'am, correct. And I want to let you know that refunds should hit your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And
Yeah,
that was just all I wanted to let you know. Is there anything else
I can
do?
Thank you. No, ma'am, but thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and a happy new year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.